Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Now we're giving it up, but I want to hear y'all talk to the Lord and give y'all praise, because hallelujah is the highest praise. Can I hear you?
You were alive Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you so very much for joining us here today for the Virtuous Wise Network. I just want to say thank you and God bless you. And I pray that today the Lord will minister to you through this word. Amen. Praise God. Because here we seek to honor the Lord, praise God, through the covenant that we have made as men and women, where we made vows to our spouses and we said, Lord, I'm going to take care of your son. Lord, I am going to take care of your daughter. I'm going to watch over her and I'm going to watch over him. Praise the Lord. And so God is looking for us to honor our word. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But today, praise God, I came to talk to you, woman of God, not about your responsibilities to your husband, not about your responsibilities to your children, not about your responsibilities in your home, praise the Lord, not about the responsibilities as far as paying the bills, glory be to God, or putting a meal on the table for your husband and your children, praise God. But I came to talk to you about you. I came to comfort your weary soul. I came to stir up the gift in you. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because God has placed a gift on the inside of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord, our God. And I know, praise the Lord, that the Lord has truly blessed you. Amen. Because you are his daughter. Amen. You are special to the Father. You are important to him. You are the apple of his eye. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And as the apple of God's eye, you need to know, praise the Lord, and understand, glory be to God, that God has placed a gift on the inside of you. Praise the Lord. And he has blessed you. Amen. Glory be to God. And as God has placed a gift in you, praise God, and as God has blessed you, amen, you're supposed to share, praise the Lord, what God has given to you with others. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. And so a gift, glory to God, is described as something or a thing given willingly or voluntarily to someone without payment in return, without asking for anything. Amen. It says as to show favor toward someone. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. It says honor an occasion or make a gesture of assistance. It says a present. Amen. Glory be to God. Another definition says something bestowed or acquired without any particular effort. You didn't have to do anything to get what was given to you, amen, by the recipient or without its being earned. So a gift is something that you did not earn, something that you did not work for, amen. It also says a gift is also like a talent, a special ability or capacity, a natural endowment. Praise God. So God has gifted you and has given you a gift, glory be to God, to be a blessing to everyone that you encounter. But most importantly, praise God, you were given as a gift to your husband. Amen. Glory be to God. You are given as a gift to your children. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. You were given as a gift Amen. To your family members. You were given as a gift, amen. Glory be to God. To your coworkers, to your boss. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. God has given you to be able to help others. Amen. And so there is a gift or a talent that the Lord our God has placed on the inside of you that will be able to bring out the best in others, that will be able to assist others. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so you have to use this gift in the ministry, in church. You have to use this gift with whatever ministry that God has placed in you. Amen. Whether that is singing or dancing, praise the Lord, or praise God, helping with the children or the elderly, whatever ministry that God has placed inside of you, woman of God, you virtuous woman, praise God, that God has created and made you and is making you, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. You have been given a gift that God wants to use in you to bring more souls into the kingdom. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. God is truly looking to use you, amen, for the benefit of his sons and his daughters. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, when we get married, praise God, our relationship becomes all about our husband, our children, our household. Praise God. But you also still have to honor the God who made you. Amen? You have to honor the God who created you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You have to honor the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. You have to make sure that whatever he has placed in you, he can get, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. Whatever he has invested in you, glory be to God, he wants what they call ROI, a return on investment. Amen? Praise God. Because, see, God is looking to bring more of his sons and his daughters into his kingdom, but he wants to use you in order to do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. He wants to use you, praise God, in order to bring in his sons and his daughters. He wants to use you, amen, in order to help his people, amen, see, praise God, that he is their father. He is their God. He is their king. He is their rock. He is their Savior. He is their Lord. He is, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. He is their comforter. He is their guide. He is everything that they need him to be and more. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. So, woman of God, praise the Lord. There is a vision that God has given you. There is a calling that God has placed over your life. There is a work that God wants to work through you. Amen? Praise God. Yes, you are a wife. Glory be to God. Yes, you are a mother. Glory be to God. Yes, you are a sister. Glory be to God. Yes, you are a daughter. Glory be to God. Yes, you are a niece. Glory to God. Yes, you are a granddaughter. Glory to God. But you are also a child of God. You are also a vessel, amen, that the Lord wants to use, praise God, in order to get his perfect will and his purpose established in the earth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. So you cannot neglect, praise the Lord, what God is doing in you and through you. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so I want you to see yourself, woman of God, as a gift. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are a gift, praise God, to the body of Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I will be right back with you. Praise God. Please enjoy this brief song. Amen. And we will be right back. Praise the Lord.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me,
everyone else
around me
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
Saw the best in me
when everyone else around me,
can
I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I need. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
The one who made a way for you. Amen. He's the one who cared enough about you to send his only begotten son to die on a cross for you, to shed his blood for you, amen, to go to the grave, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, and be resurrected, amen. He's the only one who did it for you. Nobody else did it for you. I didn't do it for you. Your mama didn't do it for you. Your daddy, your children didn't do it for you. Your husband didn't do it for you. Oh, come on, somebody. Your pastor didn't do it for you, but it was Jesus Christ who went to the cross. Amen. He sent his word, praise God, in the name of Jesus. He sent his word, Lord. Yes, Jesus is the word. He is our Lord and our Savior. He sent the word, amen, to help us out of a dark situation, to get us out of a dark place, amen. He came and he rescued us, amen. He came and he saved us, amen. He came and he delivered us, praise the Lord, hallelujah, Jesus. And if God can save us, if he can rescue us, if he can heal us, if he can deliver us, praise God, then he's looking for you to work as hard for him as he works for you, amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord our God. He's looking for a little appreciation, praise God. Appreciation that you have a husband. Appreciation that you have children. Appreciation that says, I have a wonderful and lovely home. Everything I have is because of the Lord my God. None of it is because of me, amen. And I want to give as much to God as God has given to me, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And with that being said, I want you to know, woman of God, as a gift, praise God, to your family, as a gift to your friends, as a gift to your coworkers, as a gift to your husband, as a gift to your children, as a gift to your family members, as a gift to the people who will become your family and a part of the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus, as a gift, yes. God wants to give you, praise God, to someone. Amen. A gift is given to someone that doesn't deserve it. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. But you have to step outside of, praise God, just being a mother. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. You have to step outside of just being a mother. Amen? You have to step outside of just being a wife. You have to step outside of just being a sister. You have to step outside of just being a daughter, a granddaughter, a niece, a friend. Praise God. And step in to fill the shoes that God has given to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because God wants to glorify himself through you, woman of God. Praise God. I know you have your duties, glory to God, as a wife. I know you have your duties, glory to God, as a mother. I know you have your duties, glory to God, to keep house, praise God. I know you have your duties as a daughter, praise God, as a sister, as a niece, as a friend. I know you have your duties, praise God, but please don't remember the most important duty that you have is to God. Amen? For you have been bought with the price. And your body is no longer your own. Amen. It belongs to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost first. Your husband second. Your children third. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's in that order. Praise God. Your body. Glory to God. And I'm going to place this also in the chat room. Your body belongs to your God. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. It's his first. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. He saved you. Praise God. He filled you. He sanctified you. Amen? Your husband, second. Amen? Glory to God. And your children, third. Praise God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. But I want you to know this, woman of God. This is the order of things, praise God, in God's kingdom. Your body, woman of God, belongs to your God first, your husband second, praise God, and your children third. Amen? God, husband, children, that is the order of things, praise God, in the kingdom of God. Now, if you want to say, well, what is the order of things in the kingdom concerning my man of God? Praise the Lord. Well, the order of things in the kingdom concerning your man of God is God, wife, children. Amen. Hallelujah. But no matter whatever way that you flip it around or you turn it around, amen, glory be to God. Glory to God. No matter which way you turn it, no matter which way you flip it, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. The order stays the same. Amen? Praise the Lord. No matter which way you use it, no matter which way you flip it, the order stays the same. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord, our God. Praise the Lord. You need to know and you need to understand that no matter how you flip it, no matter how you look at it, praise the Lord, no matter how you see it, amen, the order stays the same. No matter whether it is concerning the husband or the wife. Amen. And so God needs to get his full use, praise God, out of the body, amen, that he has given unto you, out of the body that he has blessed you with, out of the body, praise God, which he has created first and foremost for himself. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. First and foremost for himself. Amen. We talked about the other day, I believe it was in the book of Ecclesiastes, praise the Lord. And I want to get that scripture as we're talking. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be. It's the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, praise the Lord, and verse 13, glory be to the name of the Lord our God. And so if you would go with me in your Bibles, praise the Lord, to that book. Amen, baby girl. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you would go with me now to that book, praise God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hey, baby girl is preaching back here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we're so grateful for her. Amen. And the word in her mouth. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise God. It is such a blessing that my daughter is being of assistance here with me. Amen. And she's cheering me on. Hallelujah. In the word of the Lord. And we're so grateful to have her here doing her job. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So if you would go with me in your Bibles to the book of Ecclesiastes. Praise God. Chapter 12 and verse 13. Glory to God. You will be able to see. Praise the Lord. You will be able to see, praise God, what God has to say about us, praise God, and our duty to him. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You need to see, praise God, woman of God, you are a mother. You are a sister. You are a daughter. You are a friend. You are a granddaughter. You are a niece. You are a wife. Amen. But most importantly, you are a vessel for the master to use according unto his will and his purpose. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be unto the name of the Lord our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. You are more, praise God, than just a wife. Amen. You are more than just a daughter. You are more than just a friend. You are more than just a sister. You are more. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Than just a mother. Amen. Or just a co-worker. Praise God. You are the apple of God's eye, woman of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. He gets excited about you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord is excited about you. Praise God. And he wants you to be excited about him. Amen. See, the Lord our God knows that you have an expectancy of him. Praise God. And so he has an expectancy of you. Amen. And he's excited. Expecting you, praise God, to do the job in which he's called you to do. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Whatever gift that he's gifted you with, whatever talent that he's given to you, whatever he's placed on the inside of you, he's expecting you to use it for the kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. See, we have to understand as women of God, amen, there's more to us, praise God, than what people can see, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. God says, I have a future for you. I have a praise the Lord. I have a place I've already prepared for you. Amen. I have a job that I've already given to you. Amen. Even before you were formed in your mother's womb, I had already thought out and planned out a plan and a job for you and a life for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. What you would do and how I would use you in the kingdom and how souls would be won through you and how lives would be changed and how people would be how people, praise God, would be impacted by your life and by your living and by your giving. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise him because he is worthy to be praised. Through you, people will praise him because he's going to use you, woman of God, to do some mighty things. He's going to use you, woman of God, to do miracles. He's going to use you to do signs and wonders. He's going to use you to heal people. He's going to use you to resurrect the dead. He's going to use you to cast out demons and devils. He's going to use you to do some mighty things in the kingdom, woman of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God says, I've called you, praise God, for a purpose. I have a plan for your life. I have a destiny. I have an assignment for you to fulfill and complete. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. I have Minister Bonnie Howell here with us, praise God, on the line. I'm going to open up the microphone for the woman of God. Praise the Lord. How are you, woman of God?
Oh, it's well. Praise the Lord, everybody. So glad to be here on tonight.
Amen. Praise God. I'm so happy to have you here. Praise God.
Amen.
I don't know if you hear the excitement in my voice, but you done just changed the atmosphere.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. So I just thank God for you. Amen. And for you being here. Praise God. But God says there's more to you, women of God, than just wife. Oh, come on now.
All right now.
There's more to you than just the title or the role of being a mother. There's more to you than just being a friend. There's more to you than just being a daughter or a granddaughter or a niece or an employee. There's more. God made you for more than this. Oh, come on now.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
God said, I made you for my use.
Mm-hmm.
I made you to praise me. I made you to call on me. I made you to worship me. I made you to honor and glorify me. Yes,
amen.
I've given you the duty, praise God, of being a mother or a daughter, a sister or a friend, a wife, a confidant, a mentor, a leader, praise God, an example for others to follow. But I made you for my own use. I made you, praise God, so that you can be an instrument, praise God, that I can use, praise God, to work on my children. I made you so that you can be a light shining in a dark place. I made you so that you can show forth the glory and the praises of your Lord. I made you so that you can sing songs and minister to people and heal them right then and there where they are. Hey, I made you for more than that. Much more. Well, come on now.
Amen.
We got to get through labeling ourselves. I'm just a wife. I'm just a housewife. I'm just a mother. I'm just a friend. Just a sister. I'm just a niece. Just a granddaughter. I'm just an employee. I'm just somebody in the company, you know. Nobody important. Nobody special. Any old body. No. You are a gift.
Amen.
That God is giving you to your husband. You are a gift that God is giving you to your family. You are a gift that God is giving you to your children. You are a gift that God is giving you to your boss, to your co-workers. You are a gift, whether they realize it or not. Even if they can't see the beauty that God has placed in you and on you, the grace and the glory of God, the favor of God upon your life, God has given you to them as a gift. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
An important part of God's plan in the lives of his sons and daughters. So you're not just anybody, you're somebody. Oh, come on now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So at this very moment, praise God. See, because there's something that God has spoken to you. There's something that God has said to you. Amen? Praise the Lord. There's a feeling that you've had. Amen? This is what I want to do. I want to help people. I want to, you know, I want to open up my own nonprofit organization. I want to start a business. I want to start a clothing line. I want to write motivational books and be a motivational speaker. There's something, amen, that
calls
you to bless his people. Amen? Motivational speaker, inspirational speaker, it doesn't matter what you want to call it. Motivation is good. It gets you to do what you're supposed to do. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. We spend too much time on the little stuff. Inspiration, motivation, it's the same word. Same word. What inspires you motivates you, does it not?
Amen.
When you say, praise God, when you look at, let's say, Joyce Meyer, Minister Howell, you say, she really inspires me to do what? What does she inspire you to do? To do something, right?
Amen.
Which means she motivated you.
Mm-hmm.
If she inspired you, she motivated you. So there's nothing wrong with saying, I'm a motivational speaker. I'm motivating you to get up and get going.
Mm-hmm.
There's more to life than this. There's more to you, woman of God, than just wife, sister, friend, mother, housekeeper, nanny, maid, cook. Praise God. There's more to you than that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
God called you forth for more than that. He wants you to see you how he sees you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, somebody. I'm going to say that to you again. He wants you to see you the way he sees you.
Uh-huh.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Let's look at Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3. Praise God. It says, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Now, God was talking to Abraham, but we know that we're Abraham's seed by faith in Jesus Christ. We know that. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
So, because you're his seed, praise God, in his family, in the faith, amen, he's going to bless people who bless you too. And he's going to use you. And you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Okay? Come on, somebody.
Amen.
To those who you encounter, you are a blessing. To those God is using you to speak to preach to talk to listen to. You are being a blessing to them.
That's it.
To pray for. You're being a blessing. It is a blessing if Minister Howell prays for me. It is a blessing if Prophet Morgan prays for me. It's a gift, not a responsibility, not an entitlement. They're not responsible for praying for me. Amen? I'm not saying that we don't pray for each other or that we're not obligated to pray for one another. But what I'm saying is, praise God, they're not just entitled. I'm not entitled to it. When they do, that's a gift to me. That's a blessing for me when they do. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
We're going to have to start seeing people as the gifts and blessings that God has given to us. Because if we never see them the way God sees them, we can use them, manipulate them, mistreat them, get over on them, talk to them, treat them any kind of way. They hold no value in our eyes. My, my, my.
Mm-hmm.
I know you didn't think I was going there, but I was. Because if you don't see any value in it, you'll treat it any kind of way. You'll do anything with it.
No,
it doesn't mean anything to you. Oh, come on, you don't appreciate it. You didn't have to do anything to get it. You don't have to do anything to keep it. It's a gift. Something you didn't deserve and you did not earn.
Amen.
Oh, come on. And then oftentimes, what do we do when we see a person who's sweet, who's loving, who's kind, who wants to help? Ah, that's a sucker. There's a sucker born every moment. You don't see that person as a blessing. You don't see them as a gift. You don't see them for who they are and what God has given to you. Oh, no. Oh, no, because you don't place any value in them. They have no worth to you. Well, come on, somebody. Glory to God. But I want
My
you
Lord.
To know, woman of God, you have value. You're valuable to God and the kingdom of God. You're valuable to your husband, your children, your family, your friends, the business you at. You serve a purpose. You pray. You fast. You compliment. You are a blessing and a gift to them.
Mm-hmm.
But see, God is saying, I called you for a specific purpose and a specific reason to do a work in my kingdom. I have an assignment for you. I got a plan for your life. And it's more than just employee, wife, friend, daughter, sister, granddaughter, niece, mother. Oh, come on, somebody. Yes, those are valuable and important roles to play. But what did I place in the chat room there? Your body, woman of God, belongs to your God first, your husband second, and your children third. That is the order of who that body belongs to. Well, come on.
All right.
What does the word say? You were bought with a price.
Mm-hmm.
Your body is no longer your own.
That's true.
Come on. Mm-hmm. What belongs to God first, your husband second, your children third, and in that order.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to start doing it. Oh, Jesus, your first word. Well, come on.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be. You got time for the house and the kids and the husband and the food and the cooking and the cleaning and the washing, but no time for serving your God. Because he called you to do more than just those things that you do on a daily basis. He called you to win souls. He called you to minister. He called you to witness. He called you to touch lives and impact the world. Oh, come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And as it says in the book of Jeremiah 29:11, amen. Glory to God. He says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward thee, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I know the plan that I've set out for you in your life. Oh, come on.
Amen.
I know the purpose in which I made you for. I know the office I called you to walk in. I know the people I called you to touch and speak to and sing to. I know those who I called you to heal. Those who I called you to deliver. I know those who I called you to set free. I know those who I called you to lay hands on and pray for. I know those I called you to praise and worship before them so that they can glorify me. Well, come on, somebody.
My.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. It's time, women. Step on out.
That's it.
Step out and step in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, somebody.
That is so true.
It's time to step out and step in.
Mm-hmm.
Step in to who God called you to be. Step in to what God called you to do. Step in to where you're supposed to be. Just praying, that's where you're supposed to be. Worshiping, praising, witnessing, feeding the sheep. Whatever it is, step out.
Mm-hmm.
Of what you think about you or what other people think or feel about you. Because you know what? There's a life that people plan for you. They plan your life. This is what you can do. This is how far you can go. This is what you're supposed to be doing. There's a life your children plan for you. Oh, come on now. Your mommy, you're supposed to do this. Oh, come on, people of God. Let's get real tonight. There's a way your children see you. There's a way your husband, this is my wife, she takes care of my responsibility. She takes care of her responsibility to me as a wife, the house, cooking, cleaning, the washing, you know, meeting my needs. Okay? But there's a life that your husband plans for you and plans for you.
Mm.
Oh, come on.
Amen.
But that does not come before the life that God planned for you first. So the assignment that he gave you. Amen. Fulfill your assignment, woman of God. Get your dreams back. Get your goals back. Get motivated again. Get inspired. Let this word stir up the gift in you right now. Because it's time to step in to everything that God has called you to be in the kingdom. Go forth, woman of God.
Amen. Yes, we have to do those things that's pleasing to God, because we were created for His glory and for His pleasure. And when we be obedient to do what He called us to do, then we'll see that we are blessed. We're truly blessed on a daily basis. You know, we have to be obedient. And yes, we are everything that God created. So we don't ever have to look down on ourselves, you know, because just like Prophet V say, we're more than a mother. We're more than a wife. You know, God said we should do great exploits. So great, glory to God, they let me know right there, we are everything that God called us to be. And we can do all things to Christ that strengthen us to do it. Glory to God.
Yeah,
so just be encouraged. Keep your head up. And don't let nobody call you to look down on yourself and say, oh, I'm just a housewife. Oh, I'm just a mama. You're more than that.
Come on.
You are wonderfully and fearfully made.
Yeah.
Glory to God. So just realize when God created you, He created something good. Oh, yes, He did. Everything God made was good. So we have to realize that. And get that in our spirit. Look in yourself in the mirror and say, oh, thank you, Jesus. Everything that you made is good, and you made me.
Yeah.
And I can do all things through Christ that strengthens. And the more you say it, the more you feel like you can do it.
Come on.
You got to confess it. You got to say it out your mouth. Glory to God. You got to believe it in your heart.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. There's nothing impossible. Nothing impossible with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Come on. Glory to God. Oh, I can feel the presence of the Lord right now.
Yes.
Glory to God. Lord, I feel that you're touching some woman, some young lady right now in the name of Jesus. You're touching her right now. Oh, God, touching Father God from the top of her head, God, to the very soles of her feet. Oh, God, we pray that you will order her steps, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let her no longer look down on herself. Let her know that she is fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. Let her be that woman that you are calling in these last days. Oh, God, we thank you that she'll be able to teach the younger one behind her, hallelujah, how to walk in the ways of God. Hallelujah. Be that virtuous woman. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ooh, Jesus, huh? Thank you, Lord. Oh, He's truly worthy to be praised. So we need to praise God. We need to praise God today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Be encouraged. And know that God is with you. Know that nothing can happen to you today that you and God can't have. I had that plaque in my house. I had it for many, many years. And you know, when I go to work, I will take those words with me. Nothing can happen to me today that me and God can't handle. Glory to God. I'm telling you, no matter how many bad calls I got, glory to God, I still felt victorious. I left there victorious. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Knowing the Lord is with me. He was with me all day long. He be with you when you're sleeping, He's with you. Glory to God. He never leaves us. Glory to God. So be encouraged, saint. Be encouraged. And take heed to this word. Glory to God. Just don't be a hearer, but be a doer. Walk. You got to walk this walk.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Keep on walking it. Keep on talking it.
Yeah.
Keep on believing it.
Yeah.
It's a continuous walk. Glory to God. We got to take God at His word. We got to do those things that's pleasing in His sight. Glory to God.
Yeah.
We got to let the flesh die, because there's no good thing in the flesh. Glory to God.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
On,
I ask God to give you the Holy
Thank
Spirit
you,
to rest and abide in you, so you will know His voice when He's talking to you. Glory to God. He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. See, all good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The enemy comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. He come to take your joy. He come to take your peace. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But Jesus said, I leave this peace with you. I give you peace.
Yes, Jesus.
And His peace surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Just got to trust God.
Yeah.
I tell you, when you actually get your mind on the Lord, you can actually smell His sweetness, His fragrance.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. He's sweet, I know. There's no perfume that nobody can ever make to smell good as Jesus smells.
Yeah.
He's sweet. Mmm, glory to God.
Mm. Come on.
Oh, taste and see that he's good.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Yeah. He is the bread of life. He is the light of the world. Glory to God. Walk in the light. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. When you walk in the light, glory to God. When you walk in the dark room, everything lights up. Glory to God, because the darkness has to disappear when the light come on the scene. Glory to God. Everything that you could imagine, hallelujah, in a dark room, when you turn that light, it's all there. Everything. Glory to God. But you can't see those things in the dark. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's what I want to share, Prophets V. Glory to God. Whoa, he's awesome. He's an awesome God. Trust him and take him at his word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We can do all things through Christ. We are more than just a mom. We are more than just a wife. Glory to God. We are nurses in our home. We're everything. Everything. We are multitasking women. We can do it all. Glory to God. You just got to have that faith and know that you can do it. You can do it. You can make it. You can make it, saints. Glory to God. So don't let nobody tell you anything different. You just get in that word. Read it from Genesis to Revelation. Glory to God. And I'm quite sure in between Genesis and Revelation, you should be able to find something tailor-made just for you. Hallelujah. If you tell the Lord you need a word, glory to God, he will give you a word. Oh, yes, he will. Thank you, Jesus. A word that you can grow on. Hallelujah. Just like we need food, glory to God, to eat, we need a spiritual word of God. Hallelujah. We need that word. That's our food. That spirit man has to be fed just like the natural man has to be fed. We have to eat the word of God. Eat it in the morning, eat it in the noonday, eat it late at night. That's why we're on Blog Talk morning, evening, and night. Glory to God, because we want to share with you what God has put in us to tell you. Glory to God, to let all women all over the world know that you can make it. You are special in the sight of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He had to reach way down, and he created us. He had to get his hands dirty. Oh, there was a price paid just for us, just like Prophet Z. He paid a price. He paid it with his blood. He paid it with his life just for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's nothing that the Lord wouldn't keep from us if we just obey him.
Yes, Lord.
And when he give you something, you can't worry about him taking it back. He do not take it back.
Come on.
It's up to you to use what he gives you.
Come on.
If somebody gives you a gift, you're just going to let them keep on holding it there, reaching, trying to give it to you? Or you going to reach out and take it? You got to take this gift.
Come on. Yes, Lord.
Take this gift. And when you take this gift, you will never, ever be sorry that you took this gift. Because this gift is everlasting. This gift, hallelujah, causes you to breathe in the morning. This gift calls you to move. Hallelujah. Yeah. Have your being, have your mind. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Woman of God, we're speaking to you right now. Women of God, we're speaking to you right now. Those of you who are married, who are not married, who are about to be married, praise God, because see what we do, women of God, is we lose ourselves in the day-to-day activities. We lose ourselves in our husband. Because we say, you know what, I'm here for him, and I got to fulfill his needs, and I'm a wife and a mother, and, you know, I got this, and this to do. But you know what? You know what? God placed a vision in you. He placed a dream in you. He birthed an assignment into your spirit, and it pulls on you, and it tugs at you. Praise God.
Amen.
Because your spirit man, or okay, let me say it this way. Your spirit woman. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
She knows that there's more to her than what you do day to day. Oh, come on, somebody.
All right, now.
Your spirit woman, and I'm just going to say it like that because I believe the Lord has allowed me the room to do so. Your spirit woman knows there's more to her than just being a mother. Your spirit
mm-hmm.
woman knows there's more to her than just being a wife. Your spirit woman knows that there's more to her than just being a daughter and a granddaughter and fulfilling the plan that everybody else has for her life but God. Yes, God planned you to have a certain way of living as a wife and as a mother. Praise God. But you are a woman of God first, child of God first, vessel that God has saw fit to you first. Well, come on now.
Mm.
Am I saying to you, oh, don't take care of your household, don't take care of your children, don't take care of your husband, don't do the things that need to be done? No, I'm not saying that to you. But what I am saying to you is there's more required of you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on now. Because as women, what we do is we lose ourselves in our husband. And we don't even know who we are anymore. Oh, come on, somebody.
All right, now.
It is as if we was in an accident and we woke up. We didn't know who we were.
Mm.
And somebody said, you're a mother. You're a wife. You're a daughter. This is your mother. You're a niece. This is your uncle. Well, come on.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't here. This is your job.
Mm.
You're an employee. Oh, come on, somebody.
Mm.
You're like, well, I'm all these things. Who am I really? What dreams do I have? What goals do I have? Oh, come on, somebody.
All right, now.
It's about a man fulfilling his dreams and his goals and his destiny. We all about get behind him and support him and work with him and make sure that he got what he... Yeah, but you know what? You are a daughter of God, too.
Mm.
You are a vessel fit to be used for the kingdom, too. Moses was a prophet, but Miriam was a prophet,
mm-hmm.
okay? There was a calling on her life.
Amen.
There was a job that God had for her. There was an assignment given to her. She had work to do. More than just
mm-hmm.
being Moses' sister. Okay? More than just being her mother's daughter. Well, come on.
All right, now.
There was a plan and a purpose God had for her life. You're more than just the status quo. You're more than just who people say you are. You're more. And God is saying to you, woman of God, to you, women of God, get your fire back.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, you had a fire. You had a passion in you. Oh, come on, somebody.
Mm. My.
But somewhere along the line, you had an accident. Come on. And you woke up and didn't know who you were.
Mm-mm-mm.
All you knew was your husband said, you're a wife. The children said, you're a mother. Your mother and your father said, you're a daughter. Your uncle said, you're a niece. Your grandmother and your grandfather said, you're my granddaughter. Your boss said, you're my employee. You said, well, what happened to me? This is everybody else's plan for me. Will the real me please stand up?
Amen.
Who am I really? God is saying, get that dream
Mm-mm.
back. Get that dream back because he gave you a dream. He birthed a dream in you. He birthed a vision in you to do something for him in the kingdom. Well, come on now, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give you a definition of the word dreamer. It says a person who dreams or is dreaming, a person who is unpractical or idealistic. You're not an everyday average woman.
Mm.
Oh, come on, somebody.
Mm.
Oh, come on. Glory to God. You're fruitful. Oh, come on. You're extravagant. Oh, come on. See, because it's time for us women of God to see ourselves the way God sees us.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to say, daughter, you don't have a healthy view of you because of what you see and because of what you hear. And all you can see is, okay, I got to cook, got to clean, got to wash, all right, got to take care of my husband, meet his needs, and all right, and then me last. And you're even thinking about, okay, this is my assignment before God. This is the dream God's given me. This is the vision that God's given me. This is a calling placed on my life. This is what I've been called to do. This is what I've been chosen to do. This is the purpose God has for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because all you can see is a list of things that you have to do in me. Praise God. He's saying, get that dream back.
Amen.
Get that fire. Get that passion back. Let this word, praise God, stir up the gift in you. Hallelujah, Jesus. 1 Timothy 4:14 says, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. Oh, come on, somebody. Don't neglect the gift God has placed in you.
Mm-mm.
Don't neglect the dream that God has given you. Come on. Don't look past you. Praise God. Glory be to God. Come on. 2 Timothy 1:6 says, Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which mm-hmm. is in thee by the putting on of my hand. Okay, God has placed his hand on you. A pastor has prayed and prophesied over you. Oh, come on now. God has told you, a pastor has told, somebody has told you. So God ain't gonna not let you know who he called you to be.
Amen.
Oh, come on now. Oh, my husband, he's called to be a pastor. My husband, he's called to be the bishop. My husband, he's called to be the deacon, the evangelist, the reverend, the minister, the prophet. Who has God called you to be? Yeah. Who has God called you to be? What has God called you to do? Oh, come on now. Oh, preach, baby girl. Amen. Preach, woman of God. Yes. You know your calling. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. You have to dream. You have to see what God has said to you. You have to see the promise. You have to see the vision. Oh, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't see what is, see what will be. Oh, come on. Don't live in the now. Live in the place where God has called you to live. You got to get there first in your mind before your body gets there.
Amen.
Your mind has to go ahead of you. Praise God. So that when your body meets up with where your mind has gone, praise God, you can fully walk in the place God calls you to be.
Mm.
But you got to make up in your mind that I'm already there before you ever get there, so that when you are there, praise God, you can operate in the place where you're supposed to
be. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Awesome Savior. Papa Desvi, are you there? Hello?
Praise God, I'm here, woman of God.
Oh, okay. I heard the silence there, so I thought I had got knocked off of something.
Amen.
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Ah, yeah. So, Prophet doing a broadcast tonight, too?
I'm not quite sure, praise God, but I do know that he does want to be here with us, praise God, but he's not able at the moment. Glory be to God. So, I'm just grateful to God that he's in our corner and he's with us here in spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. He's.
Praise the Lord.
Good.
Yes, he is. He's a wonderful, awesome, amazing God. And truly, he's worthy of all the glory, honor, and praise. He's worthy. He's been too good. Amen?
Yes, he is.
He's worthy. He has gifted you. He has blessed you to be a blessing. Praise God. Somebody's life is better because
of
you being in it. Amen? It's not so that you can be arrogant, but it's for you to see that, you know what, because we don't often think very well of ourselves. If we can just be honest for a moment. We don't often, as women, think very well of ourselves. We think well of our husband, we think well of our mother, we think well of our father, we think well of our sister, we think well of our pastor. When are you going to think well of you? Oh, come on.
Good question.
Because God has blessed you. Oh, come on. Praise God. Baby girl back here screaming. Praise the Lord. You got excited about that woman of God. Yes. You think well of you, don't you? Yes, Lord. Amen. God has blessed you. Say, I'm a blessing to you, mommy and daddy. When you don't get no sleep, that is a blessing. When you got to change my poop diaper, that is a blessing. When I wet that pamper, that is a blessing. That's a gift. Oh, Jesus, come on. You didn't have to work for it. You didn't have to earn it. It is a gift. Praise God.
Oh, mama.
Baby girl said, that is a gift.
Ooh.
She's serious about that thing. She said, listen,
I know
to
she
me.
Is.
It is a gift. Let me tell you how blessed you really are to have me. I came here to preach and give a word, and I'm going to do just that. Preach, baby girl. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Go with me if you can. Amen. Yeah, that's the right best of scripture. Yes, that's where they got to go. Praise the Lord. Baby girl is fired up. The gift has been stirred up in her. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Baby girl say, oh, the gift is stirred up in me right now. I'm going to make my call in an election, sure. Praise God. I just placed in the chat room, amen. You all fired up and excited? Praise the Lord. Yes, mama. Hey. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Go with me in your Bible, people of God, to the book of Judges, chapter 6, verses 11 and 12. Because women of God, woman of God, child of God, daughter of God, praise God, queens and princesses, praise the Lord, royalty, praise God, of the royal family, amen, that excited you, yes, you are royalty, amen, you are a treasure and a gift, praise the Lord, yes, and that's how God sees you, woman of God. God tells us in the word that we're the apple of his eye. That means you are a treasure. Much more valuable than diamonds. And those are expensive. Oh, come on now. See yourself, woman of God. Much more than a ruby. Oh, come on, somebody. Look at the value placed in diamonds and rubies and emeralds. And God says you are much more valuable than these. Oh, come on. You are beautiful from head to toe. And the gift that God has placed in you, what God is about to do in you and through you and for you and with you, is much more valuable than gold. Much more valuable than silver. Much more valuable than diamonds and rubies and emeralds and pearls. Come on, somebody.
Ah, oh, my, my, my.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on.
It's
time for you to get built up. Then fortify. Ah, thank you, Holy Ghost. Fortify. Yes. Praise God. Praise God. Empowered. Encouraged. Equipped. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In order to go forth and make your calling and election sure. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory.
All right, now.
All right, so we're going into the book of Judges, chapter 6 and verse 11. Praise God. And then we'll end in verse 12. I want you to see yourself, woman of God, because, see, like I said, we often think well of others more than we think of ourselves, and we don't often see any value and worth in us. It takes God to have to show us what he placed in us. Oh, come on. It takes God to have to really say, woman of God, you are blessed. Woman of God, I made you more than what you see yourself as. Oh, come on, somebody.
Amen.
It's time to see your worth today, woman of God. It is time to see your value today. It is time for you to see you how God sees you. Praise the Lord. Not how your mother sees you. Not how your mother and your father sees you. Not how your husband or your children see you. Not how your grandmother, your grandfather, your uncles, your cousins, your nieces and nephews. No, 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 no. It is not how your boss sees you. Amen. But it's time for you to see you how God sees you, to see that you're valuable, your work is much more valuable, estimated at a higher worth than a ruby or a diamond or an emerald. And those are precious stones, but your worth is much more precious than that. Oh, come on now. Oh, come on, people of God. Glory to God. So go into the book of Judges, chapter 6 and verse 11. Praise God. I hope and pray that by now you've gotten there in your Bible. Praise God. I hope I've given you the time to get there. And if not, go to www.BibleGateway.com. Praise God. And then type in Judges, J-U-D-G-E-S, chapter 6. Praise God. Hit the enter button twice or click search. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You there? Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yes. We're so glad that you're on one accord with us. Amen. The Bible says, and there came an angel of the Lord. Praise God. I want you to know, woman of God, women of God, children of God, child of God, daughters of God, we have been sent by the Lord. Amen. Me and Minister Howe are here on assignment. Praise God. The angel was on assignment here in the book of Judges chapter 6 and verse 11, and so are we. Amen.
Amen.
It says that angel came and sat under the oak that was in Ophrah. Praise God. Charge it to me, praise God. Oh, man, you didn't want that angel to sit under that tree? Praise the Lord, not that tree, huh? Mm-mm. Praise God, that wasn't a good tree, huh?
Oh, Jesus.
So that's not the tree I thought the angel was going to sit under? Praise God. It said that tree belonged, praise the Lord, that pertained unto Joash, praise God, the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon, who threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites, praise the Lord. And roll over into verse 12. Glory be to God. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. I believe I want to go just a little bit further in this story. Praise God. Than just verse 12.
All right.
Glory to God. So if you people of God will bear with me, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want you to read verse 14, praise God. Actually, you know what, for context sake, we'll go through verses 13 and 14. Glory be to God. And who knows, we might end off into verse 16. Praise the Lord. But see, I want to drive this home for you, women of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, 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 Lord, yes. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. This word, praise God. Yes, we're going to end in verse 16. Praise God. Thank you, sweet Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's get into verse 13. Praise God. We got three more verses to go, people of God. It says, and Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and has delivered us into the hands of the Midianites.
Mm.
Praise. He's like, well, where is everything that I heard about? Praise God. I don't see everything that you say was supposed to happen, everything you say God was supposed to do. You know, if you're saying God with me, where is he? Amen. Praise God. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might. He's saying, I've made you mighty. Go in this, your might. Oh, come on. Go in the strength that I've given you. And thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? Oh, come on, woman of God. Praise God. I'm going to say what God said to Gideon and what God is saying to you. Has he not sent you? Has he not come and called you and gave you a calling and an election and a place and an assignment? Has not the Lord sent you to be a wife, to be a mother, to be a daughter, to be a friend, to be a sister, to be a niece and a granddaughter and an employee, but most importantly, a woman of God, a child of God, a vessel fit for the master's use? Has not he called and sent thee? Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Let's go over into verse 15, praise God, and we'll end off, I believe, in verse 16. Praise the Lord. And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. I am just a housewife. I am just a mother. I'm the least in this house. Oh, come on. I'm just a daughter. I'm just a friend. I'm just the one that takes care of the house. I'm the one that makes sure everybody else's needs have been met. But I'm the least. How shall I do this, Lord? Me? Are you sure that you got the right woman here? Praise God. Are you sure you didn't send the package to the wrong house? Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes when your packages go to the wrong house, amen, it goes to your neighbor's house. Praise God. They were supposed to send it to you, but some way it got mixed up and it goes to your neighbor. God, did you come to the right part? Are you sure you came to the right one? are you sure we're talking about the same person? Praise God. Me? Oh, come on now. What did Moses say? I can't speak well. Aaron, you can use him.
Oh, my.
Oh, come on. Come on. I'm just excited. Father. Come on. Glory to God. The way we see ourselves. Oh, come on. God is saying, let me show you how to see you. Since you don't know how to see you, let me show you how to see you.
Amen.
Let me show you what I see in you, what I place in you, what I am about to do in you, with you, for you, let me show you. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Let's end off in verse 16. I'm giving the floor back to Minister Howell. Praise God. Glory to God. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat Midian as one man. Oh, come on. Might the Midianites as one man. Surely I will be with you, woman of God. Surely, if I've called you to be a prophetess, I will be with you. Surely, if I called you to be a minister, I will be with you. Surely, if I've called you to be an evangelist, I will be with you. Surely. Oh, come on. Well, my role as a wife and a mother and a friend and a surely I will be with you to do all those things, to cook, to clean, and to keep the house in control. Surely, I will be with you. I know what you have obligations to do. I know the responsibility placed on your shoulders. Surely, I will be with you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. And he is with you, woman of God. Praise God. It's time for you to see you how God sees you and see the assignment that God has placed on your life. The floor is yours, Minister.
Amen. Amen. It's just a consolation to know that the Lord is with us, and we can do it. Take us back to let us know we can do all things through Christ Jesus. He's with us. He give us that strength to do everything that we need to do. So there's no need to fear, you know, because when the Lord is with us, there is no need to fear. He give us power to do everything that he has allowed us to do. So we can be confident that we can do it. Hallelujah. You have to get it in your spirit and know that you can do it. You can handle it. Glory to God. God, when God created us, he created us to whatever come our way, he give us strength to go through it, you know. And our trials come to make us strong. And when those trials come, still know that the Lord is with you. He's in this thing with you. He will never leave you, and he will never, ever forsake us. Glory to God. So we just have to stand on the word of God, believe God's word, and just like Judges, the sixth chapter, glory to God, the 16th verse, and the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee. So we have to understand that, because he says surely, that's definite. We can count on him being there. See, God, I'm so glad that God is not like man. Man will leave you. Man will forsake you. Glory to God. So it's good now to put all your confidence in man. You can trust him to a certain extent, but don't put your full confidence in the flesh, because the flesh will disappoint you. When you need that particular person, they will not be there for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you need their help, they won't be there for you. Glory to God. But you can count on the Lord. He will be there. You can call him in the morning. You can call him in the noonday. And you can definitely call him late in the midnight hour, because he never sleeps and he never slumber. And he hears our voice, and he knows his children's voice. Glory to God. Just like we as mothers know our children's voices. Glory to God, they can be way down the street, or maybe way down the street somewhere. You can hear that particular voice. You know that's your child. You know that's your child. So glory to God. Hallelujah. And Jesus tells us the same way. My sheep knows my voice. So when he speak to you, and if you got the Spirit of God in you, glory to God, you will know that it's coming from God. And all good and perfect gifts comes from him. He give us good things. Glory to God. He give us good things. Again, it goes back. We have to be obedient. Glory to God. Because we got to realize that he will not bless a mess. We cannot scratter the fence. Glory to God. We cannot be lukewarm. Glory to God. We got to be on fire for the Lord. Glory to God. We got to be diligently seeking his face. Glory to God. On a continuous basis. Glory to God. Ha yerabasa. We need him like never before. Glory to God. And always remember that the greater one lives on the inside of you. Glory to God. It's more with you than with them. Glory to God. When you go against, when a battle comes against you, glory to God, you got to say in your mind that it's more with me than with them. And God will give you the instructions how to fight that battle, how to handle it. Sometimes you don't have to open your mouth. You don't have to do a thing, because he said the battle is his. Isn't that good to know that the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's? Glory to God. God will fight all your battles for you. Glory to God. Every last one of them. You know what else? He never lost a case. He never lost a battle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So give it over to him. Glory to God. No matter what you're going through on tonight, just give it to him. Hallelujah. And begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Simply because of what he said, he will never leave you. Glory to God. Just begin to say, God, I thank you for not leaving me. I thank you for being with me right now. Oh, God, I thank you that you're going to take me through this trial right now. And God, I thank you because I'm wonderfully and fearfully made. God, I thank you because I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Glory to God. And God, I thank you that I'm more than a conqueror. Glory to God. I thank you, God, that you have no respect of a person. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that I am more than a mother. I thank you, Lord, that I am more than a wife. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
No matter what kind of test he put before you, know that you can make it. Know that you can go through that test. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are coming out, woman of God. You are coming out. Believe that. You are coming out. Glory to God. Just remember, you are going through the valley. You didn't go in the valley to stay in the valley. He's going to take you through the valley.
Yeah.
You know why? Because he got your hand, and all you got to do is say, Lord, I'm following you. Because he's
Thank
a light.
You.
Glory to God. He will light that path for you. He'll make your crooked path straight. Oh, can't nobody do it like the Lord do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't even have to worry about stumbling because he is walking before you. Glory to God. He gets it first. He have our back. Glory to God.
Amen.
He's our big brother. He's going to take care of us. He's our God. He's our bodyguard.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Thank you,
There's
Lord.
No greater love than that. Hallelujah. Yes. So it behooves us to serve the Lord out of our pure heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And take him at his word. Be obedient.
Yes. Yes.
Glory to God. And just what he said, it's going to come to pass.
Yes.
God is not slacking to his promises.
Yes.
Glory to God. He's faithful to his word. Hallelujah. A lot of men and women on this earth, they're not faithful to their word. They'll tell
come
you
on.
One thing today
come on.
And tomorrow, hey, they forgot that they even said it.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Praise God.
Lord never forgets. He never forgets.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he performs. Glory to God, that what he has spoken to us. Glory to God. He
Come
is
on.
A good shepherd.
Yeah.
Yes. Ha. He said, I am the good shepherd. Glory to God. He will take care of his sheep.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he will. If one is missing, glory to God, he'll go out and find that one. And you know he will rejoice over that one. Oh, yes, he will. Because he loves us all.
Yeah.
He has no respect for person.
Praise
what
the Lord.
What he did for one, he'll do for all.
Yes, he will. Praise God.
He has
you
the
know
whole
what? We
world
have to address
in
this also, woman of God, Minister Howell. Mm-hmm. You know, people will not necessarily catch on to the dream or the vision that God has given you. Okay?
Mm-hmm. My.
Now, we have, I'm just going to say, 10 live minutes left, praise God, on the airwaves. Please call in so that you guys can hear the conclusion and the end of what we're saying, praise God, because I feel the need, praise God, to address this issue as well. Just because you have a dream or have a vision, praise God, does not mean that everybody or everyone will celebrate that dream or that vision. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. You have those who get jealous of you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. So I'm going to list that in the chat room, praise the Lord, as we're speaking. Praise God. You got those who will be jealous of your dream or your vision, whatever God's going to use. You got those who, number two, you got those who will be envious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, again, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Log in so you can hear the conclusion of what we're saying here today. Praise God. Call in 646-929-0305 or do it through Skype, praise God. You don't have to call in. You can just use Skype. If you have it on your computer, just use Skype so that you can hear the conclusion of what the Lord is using myself and Minister Howard to say, praise God. Hallelujah. So you got those who are going to be, number one, jealous, envious, coveting.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, your gift, your dream, your vision, the one that God gave you. Because really, it ain't yours. It's what God has for you. It's the plan he had.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. The expected end that he talked about in Jeremiah 29:11. Glory to God. You got those who are going to hate you for it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on.
The haters.
Glory to God. You got those who are going to try to discourage you for it.
Mm-hmm.
The discouragers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. They see you mm-hmm. rising and they staying low? Oh, how can it be that she should be higher than me?
Mm.
How can that be? Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, and number six, praise God, you have the doubters.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. You got the doubters. And all of these people are dream killers. And stealers. I'm going to tell you that right now. They are vision, goal, and dream killers and stealers. Okay? Because a jealous person will try to kill you, destroy you, shut you down so that you can't be all that the Lord has called you forth to be.
Amen.
An envious person will try to kill you and shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
Push you down. Drag you down.
Mm.
A coveting person don't want you to be anything anyway.
Mm.
You know, because it's for them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Who she is, think she going, you know. Yeah. You better find another dream. You know, something that's a little lower to your level. Something a little more realistic. Then you got the haters, the people who hate you because of it.
Mm-hmm.
As if you're the one who did it for you. As if God is not the one who said who you're going to be and what you're going to do. They hate you for the wrong reason. Because God got a plan for them too. They just too into hate to see it. They too busy hating on you to see what God has given to them.
Mm-hmm.
All have a plan and a gift that God has. The purpose in which he created and made us. Then you got the discouragers. Oh, girl, come on. Now, you know that ain't going to never work. How are you going to be this minister? How are you going to be this preacher and teach and go all over the world? Who going to watch your kids? Where your husband going to be when you doing all of this? Girl, your husband going to leave you. Come on, he ain't signed up for you to be preaching and teaching and evangelizing and doing missionary work all over the world. You're supposed to be a wife. Be for real. Get real. Oh, come on. Because those are the kind of things they're going to say. If
Amen.
He's saying it. Girl, please. You up here trying to be a leader. You up here, what you think, you better than your husband? You trying to overstep him? You trying to be in the spotlight? Step back. Let that man be in the spotlight. Doubters. Come on. Number six. Those who don't think you can do anything, really. You know, like, yeah, right. Called you to be a who? Yeah. You? Oh, come on now, Bitter's house. You? He called you to be a what? To do what? You? Yeah, right.
Amen.
What you been drinking?
Ooh-wee.
He called, what? Not you. Oh, come on.
You had a nightmare.
I'm trying to put a wall over my eyes. To do what? Come on, is this not the carpenter's son? Do we not know his brothers and sisters? Oh, come on, because that's what they said to Jesus. Do we not know him? Oh, come on. You knew him physically, you didn't know him spiritually. You didn't know who he really was. Woman of God, they don't know who you really are. They can't see. Seriously. They looking through foggy glasses.
Oh, my.
Oh. If they couldn't see who Jesus was, don't expect him to see who you are. Walk in faith. The just shall live by faith. By faith. You got to believe it. I believe it. You can't tell me nothing about what I believe. You ain't been called. You didn't call me. That ain't where you supposed to be. Well, where are you supposed to be? Where you supposed to be? Where are you supposed to be? Where are you supposed to be? Why would God use you of all people? Why wouldn't he use Paul? Oh, come on.
Amen.
Am I picking on Paul? No. Am I mocking Paul? No. What I'm saying is Paul was killing Christians and helping Christians to be killed. He thought he was doing the right thing. But he wasn't. But it's not the point of what you think is right. It's what's wrong is wrong. Because wrong can't be right.
Amen.
So I still said, you know what? I can use him. Because he's a fighter.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually. He want to do what's right.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not doing it. He just does not understand he's not doing what's right. He think he's fighting for me in doing this, but he's really fighting against me in my will. But he doesn't know that.
Mama.
Oh, come on. So if he can use Paul, who thought he was doing the right thing, he can surely use me. Am I comparing myself to Paul? I ain't no Paul. Paul was first Saul, and then he became Paul. I ain't Saul, nor am I Paul. I'm Prophetess V, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hello. I am not, nor have I ever been Saul, nor Paul. Nor has God called me to be. I'm called to be me. But what I'm saying to you is, if he who thought he was doing right but was doing wrong can be converted and put into that rightful place, surely he can use me then. Surely. Back when I thought I was right, but I was wrong. Wrong is all outdoors. Thinking wrong, living wrong, just wrong, you know. Praise God. Just wrong, you know. Praise the Lord. But God said, surely I can use her. Surely. Why can't I? I'm God. What were you saying? She's a mess? Well, I specialize in cleaning up mess. Oh, come on, somebody. Does your God not specialize in cleaning up mess?
Amen.
Does he specialize in fixing what is broken? Does he not specialize in that? Do you not know the God that you serve? Or that you talk about? Who said he's a physician? Oh, come on. To sick people? Oh, come on. Surely he can use a sick person and make them well? Oh, come on, Minister Howell.
Mm-hmm.
Surely he can make a sick person well.
Mm.
Oh, come on.
All power's in his hand.
Come on. Surely he can use me. Why not? He's God. Surely
mm-hmm.
he can use woman of God, why not? Oh, because, you know, if you knew the life she lived, what, surely he can use you. He died for you. He definitely can use you. Come on now. He gave up his life for you. Shed his blood for you. You wouldn't do that for somebody you felt like wasn't worth it. Oh, come on. Come on, Minister Howell.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't shedding blood for somebody you don't feel like is worth it. Oh, come on, people of God. Surely, woman of God, he can use you. Surely. Surely, he knows what he called you to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
But I want. And woman of God, you see yourself small, but God in grand scale. Oh, come on. He sees all the potential he done placed in you and is placing in you. Oh, come on. You like a gumbo pot. He pouring and putting stuff in there and, come on, mixing it up and seasoning it. Just, oh, come on now. Jesus. People of God, you got 5 minutes left on air. If you want to hear the conclusion of what is being said right now, 646-929-0305. Just call in. You don't have to press 1. I'll know you're just listening. Or click on Skype now to hear the conclusion of what Mr. Howell is about to burst forth right now into the atmosphere and bless you with. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. It's her part to be. You listed some main points, you know, jealousy. And jealousy is a terrible thing. It's like cancer. It eats at you, you know, and it would tear you down. Glory to God. And envious, envying somebody
Glory to God. That's another thing like cancer. That'll tear you down. Glory to God. It began to spread all over you. Glory to God. So you don't want to be envious of anyone. Glory to God. And coveting, desiring something somebody else has. Glory to God. You don't have to desire nothing that God has blessed somebody else to have. Glory to God, because there's enough to go around to everybody. Hallelujah. He have no respect to a person, and it behooves him. He just loved to give to his children. Oh. Glory to God. We just have to be obedient and accept the gift. Oh, he's already came. He's already gave us what we need. And I mean, all we got to do is say, Lord, you know, just open your mouth. And before we even ask him, glory to God, he's already answered. Glory to God. So that's the kind of God we serve. And we're going to have haters. You know, they hated him, so we have to arm ourselves likewise. Glory to God. Don't hate nobody. Glory to God. And you know when it all boiled down, Prophet D, these are the works of the flesh. The works of the flesh. Jealousy, envy, covetous, hate, discourages, doubt. All that come from the flesh. That come from the enemy. The enemy is the father of these things. But the spirit of God is love, joy, peace. All that gentleness. That's come from God. Having compassion. Being able to rejoice when others are blessed. And when you rejoice when others are blessed, it won't be long, or how they would say back in the day, it won't be many hence days before you are blessed. Or you look around, and I tell you, blessings will come like they'll run you over. You know what I'm saying? So don't let none of these things be a part of you being, once you are called saints of God, virtuous women. Don't let these things be. Don't let them be a part of your vocabulary, like jealousy and envy. Right. Just get rid of that. And the way you're going to get rid of it, because we were born in sin and shaping and iniquity, only way you're going to get rid of it is to fast and pray. Fast and pray. That's how you crucify the flesh. The flesh has to be crucified. Because flesh and blood cannot inherit and will not inherit the kingdom of God. And that's in the word of God. The flesh has to die. And we ain't talking about having you go out there commit no suicide. We ain't talking about that. What we're saying to you tonight, we got to make this thing plain, because some people, they get the tail end and they go running saying, we told them they got to kill themselves. No, we ain't saying that to you tonight. Make it. We're going to make
Come
it
on,
plain.
Come on, woman of God.
We want you to pray. Seek the Lord's face. Put aside some of those plates. You can do without your lunch sometimes. You know, or take something out of your meal that you really like. And you ain't got to go around telling the whole world, hey, I'm fasting today. Hey, you just done messed up right there. That's between you and God. You know, he tell them, say, wash your face when you go out. And you ain't got to let nobody know you fast. You know, and while you doing that, the yokes are being broken. You'll see things falling off you like never before. Glory to God. So you got to get in tune with God. You got to be in tune with God in order to be blessed. You got to be in tune with God where you won't be jealous of nobody. You have to be so in tune with God that you won't be envious. You have to be so in tune with God until you won't be covenant. You have to be so in tune with God until you won't be discouraged. Glory to God, you know how to encourage yourself. Glory to God, you got to be so in tune with God that you won't doubt his word. Don't you doubt him. Ah, you know, there's a song say, you can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. So you got to know a lot about the Lord. And the only way you're going to know about him is to get in his word. Get a relationship with him. This is your new friend. Just like you meet somebody out there as a friend, you want to learn all you can about that person. Glory to God. And sometimes you still can't learn all about him. So, you know what I'm saying? But at least you do know something about him. But Jesus wants us to know all about him. His whole life is in this Bible. Yes, it is. And it really starts in Matthew when he started his ministry. He'll tell you all about him. Glory to God. He went by doing good. Hallelujah. But still, yet he was rejected, despised of man. Glory to God. Because they didn't know who he was. Hallelujah. They didn't know who he was. If they had only knew who he was, they wouldn't have did the things they did. They wouldn't have pissed him in the side. They wouldn't have stuck him in the hand.
Come
Glory
on.
To God. They wouldn't have spit in his face. They wouldn't have pressed that thorn down in his head. They wouldn't have did that because they would say, oh, he's just too precious.
Yeah.
But he just didn't know. That's why he went to the cross and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And we have to be forgivers, too. We have to forgive those that hate us. We have to forgive
yeah.
those that are jealous. We have to forgive them and pray for them. Prayer, because prayer changes things and prayer changes people. Glory to God. You have to love them in spite of. God
Amen.
Loves them. So we have to love them in spite of.
Yes.
Look at them. Let them see the love of God in
yes,
you.
Yes, Jesus.
And then, you know, just that very look at you, and I mean, if it's coming from your heart, that can change them. They
yeah.
will be sorry for what they did to you.
Come on.
I had walked up on, when I was working, my one of the jobs I had at the hospital, I used to be a messenger. I had to go all over the hospital delivering stuff and picking up stuff. And I used to actually walk up on people saying ugly things.
Mm.
You know, but you know, when I get to them, get close to them, you know what I mean? Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
And have a smile on my face.
Yeah.
I didn't let it bother me because
yes,
I know
Lord.
The greater one lives on the inside of me. I'm more than
yeah.
a conqueror. I'm everything that God said I am. So no
yeah.
matter what man might say about you, you got to know everything that God says that you are.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Glory
Lord.
To God. You're none of those things that they say you are because it come again. They're jealous of you. They're envious
come
of
on.
You. They're covetous of you. They're haters of you. They discourage you. So ain't no good thing going to come out of them anyway. So you pray for them and love them in spite of. And you can
Amen.
Make it.
Amen.
You make it and know that this too will pass. This
yes.
storm will pass. When you come back round to them again, they'll say, you know, they have to come to you and ask you to forgive them for the way they acted.
Amen.
You know? Oh, you know, I didn't act too well towards you yesterday.
Come on.
You look at and say, what are you talking about? You know, because you didn't pay it no attention. You know, because you were so wrapped up in the Lord. You didn't
Amen.
Even pay it a bit of mind. But they knew they did wrong. You know, and they'll come to you, please forgive me. And if
yes,
what your job is, to say, I forgive you.
Come on.
I forgive you for everything that,
yes.
that you've done to me.
Come on.
It's all right. Just tell them it's all right. And then while that door is open, then you can really minister to them. Show them that real love. You say,
yes.
you know, I was able to go through what you did to me because the love of God is in me.
Yeah,
I was able to accept what you did to me because God, he closed my eyes to it.
Yes, Lord.
That's the kind of God I serve. Don't
yes.
you want the kind of God? Because if you keep living like you're living, you know, there's no good thing going to come out of it.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
That we have life and have life more abundantly, you know. Don't
Amen.
You want life more abundantly? See, without God, you don't have a life. Without
Amen.
Jesus, you don't even have a life.
Praise the Lord, yes.
Zombies. But once you allow the Lord to come into your life, you have that life.
Amen.
Yes, you do. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
For he's a preserver.
Thank
he's
you.
Your creator. He's your manufacturer. Everything
Jesus.
That you need is in Jesus.
Thank you.
All
Jesus.
You got to do is call his name.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
You know that song, Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Yes.
There is something about that name.
Yes.
Oh, I just song. And the more you sing that song, oh, I tell you, it just soothes you everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt. Sometimes it may bring a tear to your eye. You may have to shed a few tears. You know, that's tears of joy because you realize
yeah.
who Jesus is. You
yeah.
look back and say, God, yesterday it wasn't so easy for me. But
Come
God,
on.
Today, Jesus, I'm able to go through anything
Thank
today.
You, Lord.
I feel like, oh, God, I'm victorious today. And God wants us to feel that way every day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we can. We can feel that way every day.
Yes,
Glory
we
to
can.
God.
Praise God.
I want something right now. But you know what? I am victorious in Christ Jesus. I put it in his hand. I'm not worried about it. Because if I worry about it, what use is I'm going to pray about it? Hallelujah. So I put it in his hand. Don't worry about it. And I believe that it's going to be all right. It's already all right. Because God knows the plans that he has for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He the plans that he has for me, I don't even know the plan, but he knows them. He holds my future.
Yes.
Glory to God. He knows.
Thank you, Lord.
So I have to say, Lord, I thank you.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord. I went and applied for that job the other day, and they say I wasn't the one. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus, because, God, I know you got a better job for me. The job that I'm doing right now, this is the best job that I could have to tell somebody
yes.
about Jesus. Hallelujah. Amamashaha.
Yes.
Glory to God. I am working now for the Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
And the more I work for him, the more he's going to work on my behalf. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ah, while you working for him, he's taking care of your problem.
Yes,
glory
he is.
To God.
Yes,
while you're praying for somebody else, he's working for you.
Yes.
Pray for your sister and brother. Lift them up. Hallelujah. You may not feel so good yourself, but praise God, you
Come
pray
on.
For him. And
Come
while you're praying for him, your spirit will start feeling better.
Yes, Lord God.
That's the kind of God he serves.
Come on.
He's an awesome God. He's an awesome. He's a loving God.
Yes.
And remember, he is your shepherd.
Yes, Lord God. Yes.
And we
yes.
shall not want.
Yes.
Glory to God. The 23rd Psalm. Glory yes. to God. Just read it over and over and get it into your spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Lord. See, David made that thing personal.
Yes, he does.
And we can make it personal.
Yes, he
does. The Lord is. My shepherd.
Yes, yes.
And probably Vicky said, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And you can say, the Lord is my shepherd.
Come
he's
on,
He's all
Jesus.
Our shepherd.
Yes.
Yes, he is. He's Come our on. Protector. I hear baby girl say yes. He
yes,
said, she
said
That's
yes, yes, yes,
yes.
Praise God.
Oh, we talk about her father.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
praise the Lord.
No greater love.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
You know what? I want to back up what you were saying, woman of God, with scripture. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, when we look to the needs of others, when we get our minds off of us, praise God, because Jesus looked to our needs.
Yes, he did.
His mind was not on himself.
Uh-oh.
He looked to the need that God had, praise God, orchestrating him to meet. Amen.
Man.
Oh, come on. God sent him out. He sent his word, and he healed them. Jesus is the word that heals us.
Amen.
Praise God. He sent Jesus, praise God, to a people who needed him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on.
Hallelujah.
And so when we go where we are needed, amen, mm-hmm. praise God, at that time, mm-hmm. glory be to God, to take care of somebody else's need, to bear someone else's burden, praise God, to be about our Father's business, to do the work of the kingdom and evangelist, praise God. When we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, glory be to God, and God said, look at my daughter, look at my son being like my only begotten son. Look at my daughter. Look at her over there meeting the needs of somebody else. Look at her not just thinking about herself and what she's going through. Look at her over there. Seeing somebody else in need and thinking more of them than she thinking of herself. Look at my daughter. What is it that she needs again, Jesus? Oh, come on, somebody. Okay, so let's look at chapter 42, and we're concluding, praise God, Job 42,
Amen.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, Job 42, praise the Lord,
Job 42,
yes, ma'am, Job chapter 42, praise God, to back up what Minister Howard was saying with scripture, praise God, because
Amen.
What the woman of God said is true, praise the Lord, but I want scripture, praise God, to back that up. Amen. So that people can see, oh, she's not just saying something that comes from herself. She's saying what comes out of the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because a lot of people are hindered, praise God, because they can't go and see what she's saying in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it in the Word? Where is it in the Word? You know, something to cause some kind of discord, cause some kind of distraction, you know, to cause some... So we are not unified. So we're not in harmony. So we're not on one accord. No, we're going to be on one accord in this place.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
We didn't come for foolishness. We came to lift up the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We came to tell you about how good God is. We came to tell you about the Word. We came to tell you about God, what He's doing, what He's saying. We came to tell you about Him. We came to glorify Him, not ourselves, not the flesh. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to look at verse 7, Job 42. And verse 7, I pray that everybody's there in their Bible.
Amen.
It says, and it was so that after the Lord has spoken, praise God, after the Lord has spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, my wrath is kindled against thee and against thy two friends, for you have not spoken of me the thing that is right as my servant Job has. Therefore, take unto you now 7 bullocks and 7 rams, and go to my servant Job, and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering. And my servant Job shall pray for you. Oh, come on. My servant Bonnie Howell shall pray for you. My servant Prophetess B shall pray for you. My servant Prophet Morgan shall pray for you. Oh, come on.
Glory.
You have not spoken the thing that is well concerning me. Go to my servant. And my servant will pray for you. For him and for her will I accept. Oh, come on, somebody.
Ah, Jesus.
He said, lest I deal with you after your folly. And that you have not spoken of me the thing which is right, like my servant Job. I got to get back to that, my servant. Because you know what? He placed ownership on that thing. He said, that's my son.
My servant.
My daughter over there, my servant, my vessel. When I called, when I gave, when I made, when I burst into this world, when I, the one I, the one I thought and made her into what I thought her to be.
Mm-hmm.
My servant. I like how Daddy God talks. I like that.
Amen. Amen.
It says, so Eliphaz the Temanite and Bildad the Shuhite and Zophar the Naamathite went and did according as the Lord commanded them. The Lord also accepted them. Praise God. Had done their home. That's the first thing. But when we are more concerned about what's happening to those who are still speaking things against us, whether it be right or wrong, praise God. In this case, it was wrong. It is wrong. Praise God. When they're even coming against us and thinking that they're doing us some kind of harm, or, you know, they're going to show us, teach us. And that not speaking what is right by God. You know, God is saying, listen, go on up there and let her and him pray for you so you can get the help that you need, unless I deal with you. After your father, because you have not spoken the thing which is right of me, like my servant has. That's what I'm saying. Right now, go make it right. Go do what's right. Right now. Not later. Right now.
Right now.
And in the process of that, while we're praying for people who have spoken ill will to us, who have said wrong things, hurt things, God says, okay, let me help you too. Because you done stepped outside of you to help me. Come on.
All right now.
Ends it. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job. Friends. Oh, come on. A lot of us get out of a lot of stuff when we pray for our friends, when we pray for our family members, when we pray for them. God said, let me get you out.
Amen.
Because you're doing something for somebody else. Let me do what needs to be done for you. Somebody who done hurt you, somebody who done talked about you, somebody who done mistreated you. Look what you're doing for them. Surely I can help. It says, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Oh, come on, people of God. Praise God. He got twice as much of what he lost. Whatever it is you've lost, woman of God, women of God, children of God, daughters of God, God going to give you twice as much when you pray for your friends. When you pray for your family members, when you pray for those who done hated on you and coveted and is jealous and envious and, you know, backbiting, slandering, when you pray for them, oh, come on. that door you won't open. Oh, come on. You open that door.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Then your voice is fading out, Prophetess V.
Praise God. Can you hear me?
Your voice keep going out, you know.
Okay.
Going out.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now, woman of God?
I can hear you, but it's still doing the same, you know, like your voice is breaking.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Amen. It's getting better now.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah, it's a lot better now.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Is it okay now?
Yeah, it's fine.
Praise God. Thank you, God, for working that out. Praise the Lord. I didn't do it, but you did.
Glory
be to God. Praise the Lord. Let everything and everyone that has breath praise the Lord. Because he is worthy. He just fixed the problem. Amen. He's worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God to be praised. He done something he didn't have to do, but he's worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. To be praised. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
the
Lord.
Mm.
To God. He's worthy.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's worthy of the glory. He is worthy of the honor. He is worthy of the praise. He's worthy. He's been good. He's been great. He's been wonderful. As he is, as he always is. Glory. So, women of God, woman of God, daughter of God, children of God, if you don't get nothing more out of this tonight, know that God is with you, God is for you, and he says it's time for you to step on in. Praise God. The door is open. Praise the Lord. The invitation has been given. He said, daughter, just step on in. Amen. I am with thee. I am with thee. Don't worry about not being qualified or equipped. I am with thee. Don't worry about if you can't talk well to somebody else. I am with thee. Don't worry about how you going to do it. It ain't you doing it. It's me doing it in you. Don't worry about it. I am with thee.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just step on in to where God is calling you to be, woman of God. Just step on in. Praise the Lord. And in my concluding remarks before I give the floor to Minister Howell, praise God, just trust and believe in God and that promise, that vision he's given you. He's going to bring it to pass. He is going to fulfill it. He is going to show himself strong in you. He is going to prove you and prove himself that he is with you. He called you. He ordained you. He chose you. Oh, he qualified you. He going to prove himself. And to them. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Minister Howell, the floor is yours.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You waiting on me, Prophet?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, praise God. Yeah, my closing remarks is that always remember that the Lord is with you. Always remember that you are wonderfully and fearfully made. And everything that God says that you are, that's who you are. Glory to God. Stay in the Word of God. Read His Word and pray. Seek His face like never before. Glory to God. Be obedient to His voice. Glory to God. And always know that He is your shepherd. Hallelujah. You shall not walk. Read the 23rd Psalm. Stand on it at all times and know that, yea, though you walk through the valley, glory to God, you have to know that you're going to come out of that valley. Glory to God, because God is with you, and we pray that you will always be encouraged. And we truly thank you so much for listening to us on this night.
Amen. Praise God. Well, people of God, the word has went forth. Praise God. The will of God has been performed and accomplished, and it is so. Praise the Lord. Thank God. for this night, for this day, for this hour, this minute, this moment, these seconds, these hours, this time that we spent together, as God has truly blessed my soul yet again, as he always does, amen, through his word. Praise the Lord. Father God, I lift up to you your sons and your daughters, Father God. But, Father, I come before you for and on the behalf of your daughters, Lord. Strengthen them. Stir up the gift in them. Ignite a fire in them, O Lord God. Set them on their path, O Lord God, and let them get moving, get working, get busy, Father God, in your kingdom and fulfill the purpose and plan that you have for their life. Lord God, continue to help them, increase them, praise the Lord, continue to bless them, continue to cover them under your wings with your blood, with your word. Wash them, Father, transform them, renew in them a right spirit and a right mind, O Lord God, so that they can serve you wholeheartedly and give you 100% all of them, Father God. Continue to just be with them, O Lord God, and just give them every good gift as it is in your perfect and good will to do, Father God. Please continue to just be a wonderful and great and awesome Father, King, Ruler, Savior, Lord, Master, everything that you are, Alpha and Omega, Jehovah, Lord, because you everything, and you're great and you're wonderful, you're marvelous, you're merciful, you're passionate and you're compassionate, Father God, and you're everything that we need and desire you to be. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't thank you enough for the lives of your daughters, for the calling, for the Lord, the election, for the office you called them to walk in, for the purpose and the plan you have, and what you are about to do with them, in them, through them, for them. So, Lord, I thank you for everything, and I say, I praise your heavenly and holy name. I bless the name of the Lord our God, for truly you're worthy of the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name, continue to watch over your people. Continue to bless your people. Let their angels stand guard and stand watch, O Lord God. Dispatch your heavenly and warring angels, O Lord God, to cover every woman, Father God, in her house, to cover her household, to cover her family, O Lord God, to keep her in all your ways. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Well, so, but, hey, we've had a blessed time, people of God. We're out of time. We're never out of words. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But we are out of time. Praise God. Be back again. Glory to God. And hopefully the man of God will be with us. Praise God. Glory to God. He'll be able to let you hear the sound of his voice again. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. As he cuts and cuts deep. Praise God. But hopefully, praise God.
Amen.
Providing the correct anesthesia for you to be able to receive, praise God, what is about to be given through Prophet Morgan. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless people of God. We love you.
Amen.
Pray the Lord did, because he sent his only begotten son to die, shed his blood, and he was resurrected and is now on the right hand of God interceding for you and for me. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye-bye.